Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is Trevor Boehm, your host. If you are a returning member or a returning listener, if you are part of the Uncivilized family, I just want to give you a little bit of credit. And again, just say thank you so much for all of your support over the years. I'm looking at a drawing on my wall that I made maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was an assignment from Kimberly Weil, who was my coach at the time. And it's the stages of the hero's journey. And on the bottom, there's a picture of me. And if you've never seen me draw, imagine like a third grader that's just had 2 Red Bulls. And I know this is probably illegal, but perhaps a line of cocaine, and has tried to scribble all over a page. But there's this stick figure of me with a surfboard, a dog, speaking to a lot of people. And you all have made that happen, and you all have made that possible. So whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a teenager, whomever you are listening, thank you so much for all of your support. Truly, 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 I appreciate you. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is the official podcast of the Uncivilized Movement, of which I am the founder. It is an international movement, primarily right now of men, but we are expanding more and more into women who may not want to use this for masculine purposes, but just to think outside the box, to live outside the box, to live a life on their own terms. And that's the idea that's catching fire here, folks. The revolution is to be in this world, but not of it. So if you're new, again, my name's Trevor. I'm the host. I'm the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, founder of the Uncivilized Nation, and the author of 2 separate books. If you're going through a divorce or a heartbreak, or if you know someone who is, please grab my first book. It's called Today I Rise. It's 90 individual letters to me starting the day my ex-wife left. And I now have thousands and thousands of people who have told me this book was the best thing that got them through their divorce, or the thing that saved their life after a breakup, or the reason they're sober after a breakup, or the reason they're okay after a breakup or a divorce. So please get your hands on it. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Audible. It's available on Kindle. It's available anywhere I can get it or anywhere I can put it. That's book one. Book two is called Man Uncivilized. And man, did that spark a revolution here. Right? We used to say the revolution would not be civilized. Now we say it'll be relational. This is the guidebook, right? Again, read by equally, probably 50-50 still at this point, men and women, on how to be raw, on how to be real, on how to be relational. It's got 12 ethos tenets on how to live an extraordinary life, like a deep heart-centered, soul-centered, power-centered life. The five pillars of the Uncivilized Movement: strength, presence, responsibility, obsession, competency. And again, now we'd add relationship. Thank you, Dewey Freeman. If you know a man, you have a man in your life, please get a hold of that book for him. If you are a woman and are interested in learning about the men's path and the evolution of masculinity as it's coming out, please get your hands on that book as well. It's also available on Amazon and Audible with me reading it. And many of you know I'm about to go to Costa Rica. I leave in 3 or 4 days to start writing a huge chunk of my next book, which will be on my month in the dark, in that dark retreat, and how people can navigate the dark chapters of their lives. Stay tuned for that. It'll be coming out soon. All right, I'm diving into an important topic this morning, and we'll give you this quick caveat. If you're like, man, that guy sounds a little bit sleepy. Our lovely dog, Sage, my little Dutch shepherd that Katie and I have, she decided the other day when we left the house that she would eat 2 of our Christmas cards. That's a fascinating idea. As well as a plastic tub of massage, like cream, thick massage cream. And she would eat half the plastic too. We don't know why this idea popped into her head. She's not usually like an eater of household items. But this morning at around 4 a.m., all of that came up. And so, yep, I'm a little bit sleepy. Katie, God bless her, cleaned up the vomit. I took Sagey out to let her finish outside, and we've been up since. So if my voice sounds a little bit scratchy, or if there are these long pauses, don't worry, I haven't fallen asleep. I'm just fantasizing about a dog that doesn't eat that shit when we leave the house. Here's what I'm talking about today. I want to talk about where do you start your men's work journey. And if you're interested in this, hang on. I'm going to be teaching a webinar on this in a couple months. We're going to make a big to-do about it because it's a question I get so often. Where do I start with this? And this question was posed to me last week by a man saying, hey, I've got 4 books. I've got your book. I've got Way of the Superior Man. I've got To Be a Man. I've got Iron John. I want to read all of them at the same time and just get this men's work journey, like check the box and get on with it. And I was like, okay, slow down. And he goes, where do I start? How do I begin what seems like an immense journey? Here's what I told him, and I think it'll be helpful for you as well, no matter where you are in your men's work journey, because you can always come back to it. First thing I told him was, guess what? This is kind of how I felt the first time I surfed. Congratulations, now you're also kind of fucked, because this is going to be the rest of your life. Same thing with jiu-jitsu. It was like, amazing, I can't believe I found this sport. Oh my God, this is going to reorganize everything I do for the rest of my life. Amazing, right? You don't check this box. You're in this for life. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a sprint for life. It doesn't mean that you're drinking out of a fire hose for life. It will come in and out of your life. There'll be times in your life when you are heavily centered. You're going to workshops, you're taking courses, you're studying with coaches, you're reading books about it. You are diving into your journals and your meditations, and your work is around men's work. And if you're a woman listening to this, it's around your women's work as well. So you can just, you know, change out the gender here. It's the same. And there are times when you're going to be like, hey, I need to focus on my kid. I'm going to school for something. My business needs me. I'm sick, or I want to work on another thing in my life, right? I want to study rock climbing for a bit, or, you know, I'm now obsessed with making knives. I'm going to Scotland this summer to do a week-long knife-making course. I'm not going to be doing men's work that week, and that's okay. It will always be there, and I will always come back to it, and it will always be who I am, because I will never not be a man. That should relax you, right? When I realized I'm going to be meditating for the rest of my life, it wasn't a weight. It was actually a weight lifted. Because then I stopped wondering, when was the day that I had this meditation thing figured out and I no longer needed it? Just like, it's a simple example. Like, we don't stop working out, do we? There's never a day where I was like, oh, you know, I was 32, I was 6% body fat, I was at my strongest, everything was a PR, and I was like, oh, I got this fitness thing done. Never have to lift another weight, never have to run another mile, never have to stretch or eat well again. Like, I checked the box. It's not like that. So just give yourself that frame that you're in this for life. It will ebb and flow. Let that be okay. Number two, this is the biggie. This is what I told him. A man who has a challenging relationship with his self-worth and his self-esteem will have a challenging relationship with integrity. I'll say that again. If your relationship to your own self-esteem or your own self-worth is troubled or challenged, you will have a similar relationship to integrity. And let me define integrity here. Integrity is when your thoughts, your words, and your actions line up. Meaning I say, okay, this year I want to lose 10 pounds. I tell people in my life I want to lose 10 pounds. I don't tell myself I'm a fat shit. I hate myself. This is worthless. There's no way I can do it. My words match that. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm getting healthy. I care about myself. I care about my health. I care about my body. And then most importantly, this is the one that trips a lot of people up. I go to the gym. I go on long walks. I eat well. I stretch. I hire a trainer. I read a book on nutrition. I go to a kettlebell workshop. You see what I'm saying? I do yoga classes. I study recovery. My thoughts, my words, and my actions are in alignment. Now, I won't speak for women because I think they have a different relationship to the present moment, ebb and flow, et cetera, et cetera. But for us men, being in integrity is the root of our success, and it is the root of how we stay grounded. It is the root on how we stay sane, and it is the root on how we feel good about ourselves. It informs our self-esteem, and it informs our self-worth. Now, here's the asterisk. Our self-worth and our self-esteem inform our relationship to integrity. So if we, at our deepest core, don't feel like we're worth having a good life, if someone has told us that, or if we have internalized that from our childhood, you're not worth it. You have no value. Then you will have trouble establishing and maintaining integrity. You may have a thought, but your words don't match, or your actions don't match. Or you may have words and actions, but you're thinking like, hey, you're never going to do this. Who are you to think you can lose those 10 pounds? Who are you to think you can ask that girl? Who are you to think you can build this company? Who are you to think you can write that book? Even though you're wandering around telling everybody, hey, I'm writing a book, but you're not writing it, or you are writing it. Does this make sense, guys? This is important. Again, I'm in the power business. I want men and women to feel powerful, internally and externally. And so I know what I'm saying begs the question, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, self-worth, self-esteem, or integrity? I'm not interested in trying to figure that out, to be honest with you. I think they inform each other. I think it's like the infinity symbol, like the eight turned on its side. They both inform each other. I know when I do the things that lead me towards my goals, I feel better about myself. I know when I feel better about myself, it makes me more likely to do the things that will work me towards my goals or lead me towards my goals. Now, if you're new to this work, as I said, like, where do you start on this path? And you're like, I can tell you right now, I grew up in a house or I had a school system or I was bullied or I had these experiences that made me feel like I don't have much worth. Then just jockeying your integrity is going to be a white knuckle experience and eventually you'll run out. What you need then is some therapy. What you need then is a men's group. What you need then is to come to one of our workshops and actually do the deep level work. Like, think about it. It's the foundation of the house. If the foundation of the house is cracked, doesn't matter how beautiful the windows are, eventually the house is going to tumble. Now, if you're coming out of that, you're like, hey man, I've done therapy. I've been to some workshops. I went to your men's initiation. I'm just having some trouble with integrity. Then your path to start the masculine or the men's work path is to get some accountability, to hold yourself to a higher standard, to surround yourself with people who are living in integrity and say, hey, fellas, guess what? I have this idea. I want to do this thing. It's going to require my thoughts, words, and actions to be in alignment. Would you mind if I check in with you every day? Would you mind if I check in with you every other day? If I say I'm going to do this thing and you guys know I'm not doing it, would you mind calling me on it? I'm like, hey, man, well, you said you're going to be going to the gym this year every fourth day or, you know, 4 days a week, rather. You haven't gone this week. Talk to us. What's going on? And this isn't about like the militant side that I see in men's work, which is absolutely, I don't know where we just decided that we'll just scream at each other. Like, I'll hire a bunch of ex-Navy SEALs to scream in my face and somehow that's going to work through my childhood trauma and help my self-esteem. No, you need guys that are like, I love you too damn much. You need a lot less yelling. Pardon me, I'm going to drink some coffee. And screaming in men's work. You need to scream at each other. Most of us got screamed at our whole lives. It's why we're in men's work. You need some accountability. You need a system in place. So I don't want to ramble too much on this, but I will say, start with integrity, right? If you know, like I was on the phone with someone last week and I was like, man, I got to tell you, given what you've told me about your childhood and given that you're doing things so far out of integrity for what you told me you just want, making a to-do list on a post-it note isn't the answer. Please get yourself some support, get yourself some professional support. Get yourself in the uncivilized nation. Come to our initiation. Come to one of our men's workshops. Hire one of our coaches. Like, you need something outside of yourself. But if you don't feel that's the issue, look at integrity. Take a piece of paper out. Draw a line down the middle and put, like, thoughts, words, actions. Are they in alignment? Like, the goal and then yes or no on the other side. And then where are you falling out of alignment? Is it in the action phase? Is it in the speaking phase? Is it in the thought phase? And put some intentionality around changing that and get some accountability. So to bring this back full circle to the first question of, like, where do you start on the men's path? You start with integrity. You start with looking at your life and saying, is it going the direction I want it to go? Am I in alignment with my goals and dreams? Are my daily actions, are my hourly actions? But yeah, you're allowed to have some flex time. It's okay to watch Netflix. You don't have to be in a cold plunge every single damn morning and do like a 7-hour morning routine. But am I working towards the life I want to live? If you're not, do something about that. Put an intervention in. Create new structures. Get new accountability. Talk to your friends. Get some support. You don't have to do this alone. If you're in the nation specifically, post on Mighty Networks. Talk about this. Let's break Connor's first rule of Man Club. We actually talk about Man Club. Start with integrity, fellas. And keep an eye out for that webinar. I think it'll be later this summer. And folks, we have an initiation coming up. I think we have 8 spots left as of this recording, January 29th. manuncivilized.com/initiation-co. It is our 5-day workshop. It is intense. It will change your life as a man. It will hit these deep-rooted areas. If you do have a self-esteem challenge, if you do have a self-worth challenge, which most guys do, myself included before I started this work, most humans do, come join us at one of the initiations. If you have questions, you can email me, traver@manuncivilized.com. If you like this, please share it with someone, post it on social media, and tag me at traverbohm or @uncivilized_official. All right, have a kick-ass rest of your day. Cheers.